We're going to get to go to Israel in October and November, the last of October, the first of November, and we're going to get to go free. It's not even going to cost us. God is doing it. And also, praise the Lord, we give Him the glory and praise. Yes, not only are we going to get to go and get to go on a with a team of people that goes once or twice every year for the last 10 or 15 years, so they know all this, and they got the itinerary all set up and everything. We're going to get to see some wonderful things. They're also, while we're over there, the television stations and network that we own, they're going to take a camera crew and they're going to film me teaching in Israel. I thought, wow, is this going to be great? You talk about a blessing. You know, God is just going to bless our socks off. You know, this is so wonderful to know God and to see Him do these mighty miracles. And when we were invited, you know, on this trip, I thought, wow, that's a lot of money it costs to go over there. I think it's about $3,500 or something like that, $3,450 or something. And whenever they told us we want to invite y'all to go, and they said, by the way, we're going to pay for it, all expenses, it won't cost y'all nothing. I thought, wow, we will go. I didn't even have to pray about that. I thought, this is great. But anyway, the blessings that God has prepared for each one of us, I want you to see, as Paul, I can see Paul standing on the hills of Ephesus proclaiming this gospel. And I think how blessed we are. And we read this and we don't believe this. But he says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now, is he going to bless us with these? He already has. And oh, it must be a misprint there. He's going to bless us with some spiritual blessings. How many? So when you became a born-again Christian, what did God withhold from you as His child? Nothing. This is what's so awesome to think, that when we become children of God, the King literally, when He says He adopted us into His family, and we became children of God, everything became ours. Not just part of the things, not some of the things, not one of the things, but everything that belonged to Jesus belongs to you. Now, when we get a hold of that, you can become dangerous. I mean, you can start praying in faith. When you start praying in faith, when you really pray in faith, I mean, you realize that these promises, of course, are based upon our obedience. They're all mine, and I can use them, but if I don't walk in His God kind of love, they're not going to work. And that's where the enemy comes in, and that's where he draws us off into the world. He wants us to stay over here. He wants you to stay at home and watch 3 or 4 or 5 hours of that old wicked television every day. But He don't want you to spend 30 minutes in God's Word reading and studying it. You know, He don't even want you to turn on Christian television. You know, it's dangerous to turn on Christian television. There's a lady I know of that come home one afternoon. She was a school teacher for 16 years. She had had migraine headaches every day for the last 10 or 12 years. She had had big red bumps all over her face. And doctors had tried everything. Nothing worked. She come home one day, and she thought, I'll turn the TV on. She turned it on, and it just happened to be on a channel that had a Christian network on it. And there just happened to be a woman on there giving a testimony about how God had miraculously healed her. This woman listened to this. And she thought, you know, if God loves that woman enough to heal her, and that girl said He loves all of us the same, He'll heal me if I'll do what she did. And that girl said, she began to take the Bible and open it up, and she began to learn the healing scriptures. And she told several of them. And she said, I began to memorize those scriptures, and I began to quote those scriptures every day. And said, when my faith become great enough, God healed me. So this woman says, hey, if He did that for her, He'll do that for me. So she said, I started searching the Bible. for all these promises. And she said, I took the one she told me about, and then I started adding to it. Every day I was reading, looking, searching for these promises. And she said, before it was over, I had 35 of those promises. 35 of them. She said, After I'd take one or two of them, I'd start to work in the morning to school. I'd get up, of course, my migraines said I couldn't live without medication. Migraines that hurt me, you know, my red marks all over my face. And I'd pull down to a stoplight, and I'd stop at the light, and I'd read that verse. And then I'd lay it down, and I'd quote that verse over and over and over all the way to school. Then that afternoon, I'd come back, I'd take another one. I'd quote that first one, then I'd read that second one and quote it. Now, she said, by the time I got to school and back, I'd have two verses hidden in my heart every day. Now, what happens when you begin to hide the Word in your heart? Great and awesome things can happen when you get the Word. Because the anointing, where is the anointing? In the Word. It's not just you, it's the Word. And when the Word's in you, then the anointing's in you. Just like when our brother here, he prayed the Word over that little person and the knots went away. Went away. Praise God. So, that's what happens. And of course, this woman, she continued every day to quote those verses. And day after day, week after week, she continued to add more and more and more of those verses into her heart until she got all 35 of them in. Now then, by the time she leaves, gets up in the morning, and she gets to school, she's quoted all 35 of those verses. And then on the way home, she quotes them again. Now, she's got 35 great and awesome promises of God's Word hidden in her heart. Then her faith began to come up. And she said one day, Lord, I now have enough faith to know that these promises are for me. How many of these spiritual blessings, these promises, is hers?
All
of them. Every one of those became hers when she became a daughter of the King. But she didn't know it. So now she's standing on those. So she said, Lord, since these promises are all mine, I'm going to stand on these promises. And on, I don't remember the day, but it's like the 16th of May of this year, which was another month or so in the future, on that day, I'm going to be healed. I'm not going to ever have another migraine headache after that day, and I'm not going to have any red marks on my face after that day. Now see, she made a decision and quoted what Mark 11:23 says. Whatever you say with your mouth, if you believe with your heart, you can have it.
Amen.
So she quoted that. Now then, see, if she'd have known, she could have got rid of them right then, that day. But her faith wasn't there. She said, I know by this day, I will be able to be healed. And so every day, knowing that all these spiritual blessings, these Word of God belong to her, she would quote those going to school and quote them coming back from school. She said that day, whatever it was, May 15th, 16th, whatever it was, I don't remember the exact day. She said, I woke up that morning and said, Lord, today is my day. I ain't going to have this after today. She said, my headache wasn't as bad that morning, and it was not hurting much. And I went in and looked in the mirror, and I didn't believe my red marks on my face were as bad as they had been either. I said, praise the Lord, today's my day. So she quoted them on the way to school, quoted them on the way back from school. And when she walked in the house, she realized for the first time in 10 or 12 years, she had no migraine headache. She goes in, praise the King. She goes in and looks in the mirror, and she said, my flesh was as beautiful as a baby's. She said, I didn't have a red mark on my face, and I didn't have a migraine headache. And that woman, when I heard her give her testimony, it had been years after. And she said, never again have I had a migraine headache. Never again have I had a red mark on my face. Isn't that wonderful that the promises of God, which had belonged to her all the time, she'd become a Christian way back there. Because see, think of Paul standing on the hills of Ephesus screaming, children of God, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. They belong to you. He's already done it. He gave it to you on the cross. It's yours and it's free. All you got to do is come in and accept Him as Lord and Savior. And these belong to you, all of them. That can get any Christian excited, can't it? But you know, most of us don't know that. But it's been in the book for 2,000 years. Hey, it's easy for me to bless God when I think of what He's done for me. Wow, let's go down a couple more verses. According as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame. That we should be what?
Holy.
Does anybody in the church know what the word holy means? Sometimes I wonder if the church knows what it means. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Now see, this is another thing that's supposed to come over to us as children of God. We're supposed to become new creatures. We're supposed to change. We're not supposed to be that same old wicked guy or gal that we was before. That's just like the man I know of, a man. He was a great man of great wisdom. He was a preacher, an evangelist. And he was preaching in a church one time talking about this free gift of God, this salvation, and how wonderful it is. And there was a little strip dancer that had been invited there that night. She came down and she said, "You know, I used to go to church, and I used to go to a Baptist church, and they told me I couldn't dance and be a Christian." And so she said, "I'd love to make this Jesus Lord of my life." But she said, "I'm a strip dancer." And said, "I love what I do. But if I was to become a Christian, I couldn't do that no more." He said, "Oh, yeah, you have freedom in Christ. And you come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You can do anything." She says, "Really?" He said, "Sure. I guarantee you have freedom in Christ." She said, "You mean I can accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior and I can still be a strip dancer?" He said, "You can be anything you want to do in Christ." She said, "Well, then I want to make this Jesus Lord of my life." She prayed the prayer of faith, salvation. She accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. And the next night she come back to church and she walked up to him. She said, "You know, you're pretty smart. You know it." He said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Now that I've made Jesus Lord of my life, I don't want to be a strip dancer anymore." Now, who was in her now that wasn't there before?
Lord.
The Lord, the Holy Spirit. See, now what if he had told that little girl, "Oh, no, ma'am. I mean, you can't possibly be a strip dancer. I mean, if you become a Christian, you're going to have to quit that nonsense." She said, "Well, forget this then. I like what I'm doing." Because was she a carnal woman of the world? Sure. Did she love them guys throwing them $1,500 bills up on the platform while she's up there stripping? Sure, she loved that.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.